Hello, and welcome to I'll Try That, the beer review and news podcast.
Each week, we'll be looking at a different brewery in the pursuit of hoppiness, analysing what makes them them, and of course, talking about the beer. In each episode, we'll talk about a beer-related news topic from around the world in the hop topic.
Let's get going.
Yeah, go again. So, it's an awesome.
I'll Try That, the beer review and news podcast.
Here in London.
Ding dong.
I was thinking about this last night in bed.
Smashed it. Brew for success.
There's a soon to be fur daddy.
Another one in the bag.
I'm vetoing that. This week on The Pursuit of Hoppiness, we're going to be visiting St. Austell's, where it is described on a Lonely Planet forum, isn't the prettiest town. But that's not to be said about the beer tribute. But first, the hop topic.
The hop topic. Right, let's get on to the hop topic.
Rich, tell us about the Northern Monk collaboration with Aunt Bessie's.
Well, let me break it down for you. So the first one is called the Sunday Dinner. Mm. It's a 5.7 APV, a roast dinner brown ale. It's brewed, there we go, with actual Aunt Bessie's crispy and fluffy roasters and an original Golden Yorkshire's.
This is sounding hilarious.
So that's called the Sunday Dinner.
Just to clarify, they are trying to put the taste of an entire Sunday dinner into a beer.
Well, yeah, but you can capture a meal in a... But it says, I mean, it's like when you see, what was it? We've seen beers describe themselves of having a biscuit taste.
Yeah.
You know, I think food notes... I mean, I will be intrigued to let you taste that.
So, wait. So we've got food notes, which I get, but a roast dinner note. That's
quite impressive if they do it.
That's what I was saying. Like, for me, a roast dinner isn't just about the taste. It's the environment. You're sat around with the whole family. It's on a Sunday. It's how do you put that into a drink?
All I'm saying is this is giving me a very big Willy Wonka vibe.
You're going to be drinking some Snodsberries, mate.
It just sounds incredulous to me. I'm sorry.
No, it would make...
Incredulous, word of the day.
Yeah. It would make Sunday dinner a lot more fun. Could you imagine, you all come round, you're going round to your mum or your nans or something like that, and you walk in, but there's not that normal smell, and you all sit down, and you get given a tinny.
A tinny?
Yeah. She cracks it down on the table and goes, here you go, love. And then...
And you go, thanks, Nan.
Yeah.
And then you realise that it's quite cheap as well, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
Well, I'll be intrigued. And so that's the main meal.
So that's the main meal. Okay. Is it Harry Redknapp on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? Talked about them a lot.
Great pop culture reference.
Well, like, I'm just throwing it out there.
Because
I'm pretty much down with pop culture. So, a jam roly-poly.
Oh, hang on. This is a beer, right?
Yeah, so this is a jam and custard pale ale.
You've just added custard.
Explain to us what jam is.
So, it's like a sweet preserve.
Yeah. It sounds sweet as anything.
But then you're going to throw custard into the mix.
Crème anglaise, as they say across the
world. I feel like this could be the most sickly alcohol.
Yeah, so the ale is in a recipe inspired by Aunt Bessie products of the same name and is brewed with plum, apricot and strawberry, the same fruit used in Aunt Bessie's products, along with custard to round out the flavours.
Wow.
So I'm not adverse to a sweet ale or beer. You have had toffee apple ales before, banoffee ales and stuff like that, but those flavours I kind of get, they're a bit more wintry. It's more, I get the jams and the preserves, but it's the custard.
I don't know how that's going to work.
Like, if I'm honest, you lost me at Aunt Bessie's, like two meals in a can. Like, that's, I will be intrigued to try this.
I feel like it's something that will either be incredible or shockingly...
I genuinely think it's going to be awful.
Yeah, but it could be revolutionary.
Really? Yes?
Revolutionary for what? For drinking or for Sunday lunches?
As in, just the idea of having... It changes the dynamic of a pudding. I feel like having a jam roly-poly in a
pudding.
Can.
What do you mean?
A jam roly-poly in a can is a pudding.
Maybe this is suitable for astronauts. Maybe this is what we're all being given up for.
What's
the brewery called?
It was Northern Monks.
And maybe Northern Monks is just trying to get, like, they're trying to do a collaboration with
NASA
and SpaceX, and they're trying to get their cans up in space.
Obviously, up in space.
It kind of makes sense because Aunt Bessie's
the ideology behind it is maybe quite, I don't want to say northern, it's probably the wrong thing to say, but the fact is Yorkshire
comes from the area.
Yeah, so maybe they're trying to make that link, and it is quite a quirky, unique thing to do, but it feels like, you know, maybe it's a Brewdog moment, and we're just taking, like, this could be really cool. Like, this could be,
I think it's, I mean, we're talking about it on this podcast.
Yeah.
It's catching headlines. I think this is interesting for a lot of people to double take and think, like, what is this? And talk about it and discuss it.
Do you want to know when this is going to be popular? For those awful Christmas presents you get, the ones that you don't really want.
Hey.
You're going to end up with, your parents are going to think it's hilarious. It's going to be Secret Santas all over the
or
shop.
Or Father's Day presents.
Father's Day presents. Mm. It's just, no, it's not going to catch on.
It's almost too gimmicky, maybe. But we haven't tried it. We don't know yet. That is something that's worth thinking about. And now for some Pursuit of Hoppiness.
Pursuit of Hoppiness.
Pursuit of Hoppiness.
So this week we're talking about St. Austell's Beer Brewery.
It's not Austell, Joe.
Yeah. Not Austell.
I'll go Austell.
St. Austell? St. Austell? Austell? Austell?
Also, don't say Austell.
Okay. Yeah. Austell. So we'll do Austell. But everyone can pronounce this Tribute. Tribute, it's been a staple for the whole time that I remember, even before, way before I could drink beer. Just, you know, comes from the land of Cornwall, which for anyone outside of the UK is our, I guess, our kind of like our picturesque. It's what you see on the postcards for coastlines.
Southwest, yeah.
Southwest.
With that statement, you could offend a few other people, James.
I know, so. But like, if you're looking for surf, you're looking for, you know, the kind of the amazing looking beaches, you're probably going to find Cornwall will hit up in that search.
Okay. It's all right. I won't argue with you today.
But I actually love the style of the, like, the way it looks. I know, obviously, that doesn't matter too much, but the logo itself and everything about it, the Imperial Purple.
Imperial purple is
absolutely.
And I think it's recently got a more regal purple that came out, right?
Joe,
I think it was a bit less purple
Joe,
last time.
You were throwing the words out today. They are delightful. I was just thinking, I don't think I've tried it.
I haven't had it before.
I don't think so, no.
That's interesting, because I'm surprised, because for my hometown, there are a lot of pubs, and I feel like this is a staple.
Well, actually, we're not from the southwest, so we don't fall into the there, I guess, where the brewery is, and that's where it's seen. But I just always have known about Tribute.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, I can't say it's always been on the top of my list of beers that I'll have, or, you know, I'll make a beeline for it. Mm. But if it's on, draft, or, you know, I will pick it up.
I've always known it, to be fair, as something that's always available in supermarkets. As in,
okay,
I think it's a highly accessible beer.
It's never been on my radar, but I'm willing to give anything a go.
Just the look of it. I mean, they've got on there that they were established in 1851, right? So how many years is that? They've been operating over 160 years. Mm. And, you know, so started out, where do they start out, Sim?
A little place in Cornwall itself, and it's the place, St. Austell, is a place. So it's not just a name. It's actually a place in the southwest of England, the southwest coast, the little foot, I would say, of England.
The little foot of England.
Well, it is the southernmost point. It's got Land's End, right? Which is the southernmost point of the UK. And I would say one thing with Cornwall, it's so picturesque. It is beautiful down there.
It is a fantastic coastline.
Is it the best surf that you can find?
I don't know. Scotland's got some pretty gnarly beaches as well.
If you're going to go on holiday, I do think that Cornwall comes to mind.
Cornish holidays, what was that? But we used to go down quite a few times, and it was, you just start thinking caravans. Mm-hmm. You think the A3, which is a single road where everyone is just backed up the whole way, tractors on that road.
Cream teas. So here's a question for you. Cream before jam, or jam before cream?
Is this the whole Cornish
scone?
Devon debate?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Because it's also my first question on internet dating, but that's another story.
Believe that's many other stories.
I'm going to put it out there. I think you have to go cream first.
I agree
as well.
I have a cream, then
so
jam.
Who is that? Is that Devon, or is that who is that?
Hey, listeners, viewers, if you can come back and tell us if you like your cream, how you like your cream and your jam.
So
honest scone. Yeah, honest scone. Honest scone. Just a scone. Honest scone.
I guess honest scone.
Yeah. Honest scone.
Do you put jam before cream or cream before jam on your scone? Nothing else.
Actually, Cornwall is actually quite proud of its independence. In fact, it has its own flag, doesn't it? The black cross with the white backing.
Yeah. No, so it's the other way around.
It is. You're correct.
There's black background, white cross. So St. Austell's itself has been around since 1861. It's, 160 years. But actually, it's quite ingrained into the fabric of the UK, right?
Yeah, so it's expanded from just being a brewery. It actually runs over 180 pubs, hotels and inns across the southwest of England.
Just the southwest?
As in, it goes all the way up to Bristol. So it's like the West Country as well.
But that investment in property, the infrastructure almost, of it in the housing market, that's quite a lot. That's a lot of time and energy and money put into that.
So they own them outright.
So they run them and they allow others. So they actually, on their website, they talk about, they give you the opportunity to come and run one of their pubs.
Oh, so you become like a landlord. Oh, that's good.
Well, that's actually a big thing that I saw from their kind of community. What they give back to the community is their programs of helping people to become innkeepers, taking them along the beer route.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to get into owning your own pub, St. Austell's, and you're in the southwest, St. Austell's has got a fantastic setup.
So is it so it's like a beer apprenticeship scheme?
Essentially.
It would be the best way to describe it in my head.
And also, they can refer to it. It's called Support Pub.
They are ingrained everywhere across that whole area.
You'll see a bit more of a traditional sense with, these more traditional brewers in the UK, where they make the beer, and then they own the places that sell the beer.
It's quite clever, really, because it ensures they have constant flow of business, essentially.
Well, it's not just in the beer industry. You see that with oil. People own the petrol stations as well as the gas stations. Yeah. I mean, you think about now, even with the newer mainstream beers, brewers, BrewDog, they own their own pubs now.
Yeah. It's a very good way to also kind of advertise the style you're looking for. So if you look at the website of St. Austell's, it looks like a pub website. And I think that's the style they're going for. They want to be known as that family-run pub.
It feels quite homely, doesn't it? Like local. Yeah, I saw it was a lot of kind of focus around the products themselves and the people who make
food.
And food, a lot of food pairing.
Yeah.
But again, I guess because they own the pubs, so they make the food as well.
Yeah. It kind of makes you think that if you went to one of these pubs, you'd having a beer would go with all the food they're making.
It speaks to who St. Austell's are, and I know we're looking at Tribute right now, but the whole logo is about, it's quite old looking in a good way. It's about the heritage of St. Austell's.
It's pretty simple as it goes. Like, you look at some beer now and some cans and stuff, and they've gone, it's just, I think, whole art along the side and everything like that, but it's very simple, very much, this is what we are, this is what we're going to do. They're not trying to scream and shout about it because they know they're brewing something good and they've got a good...
Well, I think how they're shouting about it is by being consistent with their message.
Yeah.
They are a historic and local, from its roots, brewer that is helping out with the communities. It owns a lot of land and it's very invested in the UK economy. And that's what they celebrate. The Southwest area, the people who are around the area. And you see that talked about a lot through all their marketing.
Have they spread across anywhere but the UK?
Fact checker, maybe you can have a quick look.
I'll jump on.
Fantastic.
I'll log in. Took a cheeky Google and looked through their website, and they actually distribute to 20 countries worldwide.
Okay, that's cool. I like that. I mean, you mentioned off recording, Joe, that you think that this is something that is kind of a regular occurrence nowadays.
Well, I just think most brewers are looking for markets for their beer. If they can sell more beer, that's what they're there for, is to make beer and sell beer. If you can look at different markets and make and sell more beer, they'll absolutely do that. I just wonder how well Tribute exports. It's a very distinct liquid.
So I'm not a fan of Tribute since trying it.
Okay, so that's something we should probably talk about. So obviously, Dramwell, you're talking about the product, and it's something we do need to talk about because we are drinking a Tribute right now. Mm-hmm. So Dramwell, what's your first thoughts on it?
So it's not my favourite thing I've ever drunk, if I'm going to be honest, but it is nice and it has got a time and a place.
I think it's quite refreshing. I feel it's quite light, even though I know it's a pale ale. I think it's what is it? It clarifies itself as.
Yeah, it's called a Cornwall Pale Ale, it's saying on there.
It's 4.2%. you know, which is low on the ABV level. It's quite refreshing as a beer. It's not offensive. As in, it's a good tasting beer. I would say Tribute for me has always been a staple. You know, you can pick up a Tribute and feel good about having it. It, you know, it's great on a sunny day. It's great when it's cold, you're around with friends. It's good when you're having it in a pub. It's an easy beer. Can't go wrong with the Tribute, I think, is my mind's eye. But it also doesn't really wow me anymore. You know, there are so many other beers, and I think this is just how beer has evolved, or consumers' taste in beer has actually evolved, in that we're used to more differentiation between their beers.
I think if you're looking for a traditional kind of taste, I think you can't go wrong here. I think this is stereotypically, for me, English. So if you're looking to try an English beer, you should probably try this one.
So you can follow Tribute St. Austell's on Twitter, Instagram. Actually, Twitter, they've got 31,000 people following them. And Instagram is about 11,500 people, which is huge, actually, for an area. I mean, I know they're so ingrained in the infrastructure of the UK, but I didn't quite think that they'd have such a big following. So we'll put all the links for their Instagram, Twitter, website, and Untappd on the description. Link to the descriptions below. And that's all we have time for from this week's episode of the I'll Try That podcast. And so from me, Joe,
Rich,
and Simo,
goodbye. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram,
Twitter,
and watch us on YouTube.
Goodbye now. Always drink responsibly, and if you or anyone else needs some help, go to drinkaware.co.uk for more information.